I've been thinking about this all day and I want to tell you about. Okay. Reddit has a great algorithm because they always, it always shows me stuff that I never knew I needed to see. And most recently, I don't know if you've heard about the Mariah Carey, Brenda Lee feud.
But no, is that a thing?
It is a thing on Twitter, apparently.
Who's Brenda Lee? Because is she the one that sang a certain Christmas song that I'm thinking of?
She sings Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Okay, there's no feud because literally Brenda Lee on Instagram posted on her Instagram story the other day a picture saying, thank you, Mariah, at Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey sent her flowers saying, congratulations on your number one hit.
It's not between Mariah and Brenda Lee. It's
okay.
Like Mariah's stans lost their collective minds
Brenda
Lee eclipsed her. And I'm just like, they acted like a family member died. I live for it though. It was just, it fed my soul in that moment.
The reality drama. It's what you needed.
Oh, every time, every single time. Am I right, everybody? Welcome back to Simply Amazing, the Nightcrawler podcast where we talk about Nightcrawler stuff. All the time.
And anything we want to connect to him. Anything we want to.
Anything. Absolutely anything. We'll figure it out. So, you know, we'll talk about whatever we want to talk about and we'll make, you know, excuses for that anytime we want to do.
But guess what? It is the holiday season. Of course, some people's holidays have already started. It is quite possible some people's holidays have already ended by the time this comes out. And of course, people have some still getting ready to happen, I'm sure, depending on what you celebrate. So we know last year that we did a rerun of our, what is that, 2021 now holiday episode? Yeah, so this year we're like, you all not only need, but you deserve a brand new holiday episode. So we're here to say happy holidays. Yay! And we're going to talk about a very adorable holiday story that is centered around Kurt himself.
Yes, absolutely. I want to just preface this by saying the weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. And since we know a place to go, let's talk about Kurt.
So right. I cut that better. I need a gavel, and that is law.
Thank you. That is law. Judge Lauren has ruled.
Thank you.
So yeah, we are going to talk about this very cute story that came out in 2010. It was part of the, oh my goodness, why is Discord making noises at me? Go away, Discord, for right now.
We've all been there.
Let me tell you, I've been all over Discord. I've been very active on Discord lately, which is good. You should connect with people sometimes. Otherwise, I'm just
sometimes.
Otherwise, I'm just sitting in my house crying and watching The Crown, which that's what I did for most of today. I watched the newest
episode. Mood.
Oh my God. I just love Princess Diana so much. Anyway, getting back to the story. So this was in Marvel Holiday, or was it Marvel Holiday Adventures or something like that? It was like one of those magazines they came out with in 2010 that had a bunch of holiday stories.
To be fair, so the reference point we have for this is, I believe, a Tumblr post from someone with the username of Imperious Rex. So thank you for sharing that on your Tumblr.
The Imperious Rex, by the way, who's also the admin of the Nightcrawler Discord. So shout out, girl, or boy, or him, or
which
her,
everyone here should be in that Discord if you use Discord. If you don't, I get it, but consider.
It's a ton of fun. We should start. I'm going to start planning like events in there, like doing like watch parties and stuff. I think we should do that stuff. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Absolutely. But and so the post just didn't say which issue this was, and I was actually trying to do my own research and figure out what the number is and the year it came out so that I can tell you guys. I can tell by the art, I think it was like the mid-2000s or 2010s or something like that, but I couldn't track it down. So I apologize. If I figure it out before we post this episode, I'll make sure that's in the description.
I did track it down.
Oh, okay. However, at least I got it. There you go.
So I did track it down. However, this issue doesn't exist in a digital form that I could find. So the way it seems to be listed on Marvel Unlimited is they have, instead of having the entire magazine, which had something like, I don't know, 10 stories in it, they just took like four of those stories and made them individual comics on Marvel Unlimited. So it's not easy to find. So that's why we had to use Imperious Rex's Tumblr post for now. But this came out in 2010. It was part of called Marvel Holiday Magazine. And it's a cute little story about Nightcrawler being an elf.
I know. What more could we want other than, you know, if Logan was more in the issue with him, I guess. But past that, what more could we want?
I mean, it's very cute. Like, he's working in the mall with the mall Santa as Santa's elf, which is just so, like, on the nose. It's very cute. I could see him doing it. Any opportunity to put on spandex and, like, show off that ass, he's going to take it.
Yeah, facts. As he should. It's his right.
Exactly. So, well, actually, he's not even show off the ass because he got a little skirt on. It's a very weird, very, very, like, on the nose elf costume. And while he's, you know, helping out Santa's elf, some big kingpin looking guy is like, I need, you're an X-Man, right? I need you. And I thought it was funny where the guy's like, yeah, I was going to bring my kid down to see you. And then Kurt's like, cool, well, why didn't you? Where's the kid? What's going on? Why? Yeah. Where's your child? And it's like, can you just slow your roll? Because guess what? He's kidnapped. Okay. So just, you know, don't assume, you know what assumptions do, right? You know what assume does? Makes an ass out of you and me.
But see, that's the thing. People love Kurt's ass. So no one's going to have a problem with that, Lisa. No one's going to have a problem with that.
Ooh. See, that's the thing. If it makes a Kurt's ass out of you and me. See now I'm all discombobulated. And it's, listen, and this is a this is a holiday episode. Okay. We need Jesus. So let's, you know.
That's only if you believe in Jesus.
That is true.
Kurt
that is
does. True. That's something to consider. Even if you don't, Kurt does. So.
Well, listen, everybody needs Jesus sometimes, once in a while, ever. And sometimes it's just like, Jesus, take the wheel. I believe it.
Actually, no, just say you're in charge of it now. I don't want to. Sometimes he's just a scapegoat, you know. Take the wheel, man.
When I would go on cruises and I would go to the casino, I would have a moment at the end of the night, like if I was doing okay, I would have a moment at the end of the night where I was like just too drunk and too tired to keep going. So I would have my Jesus take the wheel moment, and I would just put like a big amount of money like on the table. I mean, I'm saying like a big amount of money. We're not talking hundreds of dollars. We're talking, but like for me, like a big amount of money on the table, just being like, okay, so if I lose, I'm going to bed. But if I win, I'll win big. It was like my Jesus take the wheel moment. So I actually did make $600 once doing that. So it doesn't.
Hey, there you go.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, going back to what we were talking about. So yeah, he, the kid has been kidnapped, and because he's being used as leverage because these bad guys want this other guy to break a safe open, and he's like, I need the X-Men to come help my kid. And first of all, like, I mean, I didn't know the X-Men were just like that. You could just call them up, like call them up like 911.
Yeah, I mean, could have, but like, why when there's a Kurt?
Well, that's the thing. He's like Kurt could have done it. He didn't need to get all the X-Men, but he does. So
yeah, the guy asked for the X-Men and he's like, let me get my team. He was not thinking, let me throw you off to someone else, because that's not what Kurt's about.
It's true. I mean, this seems like really small time for the X-Men. Like, this seems like a job for a Spider-Man. Like, this is not a team job. This is a one person job. That's, I think, my point.
Yeah, but like, I mean, listen, I feel like it's one of those things where you're right. This is not the usual for the X-Men. They're, quote, above this, but it's also like they're not. Like, they still need to do missions like this sometimes where it's very, for lack of a better way of putting it, grounding. And they are grounded and they remember, hey, we do this for, quote, the little people too. You know, we're not just only the big picture. Everybody matters. That's what they're founded on, right? Is that everybody has a voice, everybody deserves to be treated fair. So you might as well. Fine. We'll help this big, kind of scary looking kingpin guy get his kid, even though he messed up.
Yeah. Like, why were you involved with this bullshit anyway? Like, I mean, granted, that's kind of victim blaming, but, you know, still, like,
hey, at least you know what it is.
True. So then we switch over, and obviously they have some kind of plan because the guy gets in this van, you know, and again, vans, but kids. Uh-uh. There's usually not candy in the van, usually. So you just,
when is there ever candy in the van?
If it's a candy van.
Are there candy vans?
I don't know. Like, if there's a van maybe there's a van that delivers candy. I don't know. I'm just saying it's I'm not gonna say never, because that's an absolute. I'm just gonna say fair. Probably not. Roll the dice, kids. Just figure it out.
No.
So yeah, so he's getting in the van and he's like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna do this job, whatever. Like, I just want to see my kid. Where's my kid? And they're like, oh yeah, he's in the closet over there, he's in the back. Yeah, go get him. He's in the closet. And, you know, obviously the guy's wired. And guess what? The X-Men show up right before he's going to get shot in the face. And the guy's like, the X-Men? What the? And, yeah, Scott blasts him. They all get fighting. Wolverine's there. And yeah, and then while they're fighting, Kurt goes and saves little boy Josh. And he's like, I'm Santa's elf. And Josh is like, Santa's elves aren't blue. And it's like, very good, Josh. Actually, that is correct. You are 100% correct. But Kurt also makes a point by saying, but have you ever met an elf? Like, how would you know?
And
he's like,
yeah, no, that's not what Kurt says. Kurt's like, but have you ever actually met an elf? And the kid's like, well, that's the point, I guess. So you know what? Kurt's so right. Elves can be blue.
That's true. I mean, listen, elves can probably be blue. I don't know. Like, I'm not going to like profile an elf. Like, it's fine. Whatever color it's you true. Are, exactly. you're fine. It's an elf. Like, you know, just like bring me something. Like bring me something. Like bring something into my life other than you are just an elf. You know what I mean? Like, I just make it interesting. Yeah. And so, you know, Josh and his dad are reunited and Kurt saved everybody. And of course, Kurt saved the day. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. The day is saved by Mr. Kurt Wagner, the Christmas elf.
Exactly. He's so smart. I want him to be my Christmas elf. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I know you do. Let me tell you. I feel like we are not very far away from Lauren getting a Kurt body pillow, unless she gets a Supergirl first.
Oh, that's a good question. Who's going to get me one first? That's the thing. Whoever gives it to me first is the one I'll get first.
So here's the deal. Body pillows have two sides.
That's dangerous, Lisa. That's very dangerous for me. I think, see, now I want somebody to give me that, because do I need that in any way, shape, or form? No. Have I ever thought about having that before? Absolutely not. But now do I want that? Yes.
All right, you've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. She wants a body pillow with Nightcrawler and Supergirl on it. Do you want them cuddling on it or want one on each side?
One on each side.
There you go. Okay. You've heard it here.
Because then I can just pick who I want, or I can just snuggle them both. I mean, listen, I just want to actually see what the hell that would look like, because I would probably cry from laughter just by looking at it actually in person if something like that was made.
That is true. That is true. There was an episode of 30 Rock where James Franco dates a body pillow. So I have a lot of pop culture in me today. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I've made like 500 pop culture references, but whatever. Hey, it's our podcast.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but yeah, that was a cute story. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of, like, there's some holiday stories out there, but, you know, they're few and far between. There's also that really cute story. We might as well just talk about it, because we got some time. But there's that one that you sent me in the text, Lauren. That was the one where Kurt gives old Logan, or old man Logan, a picture of him to reference back to when on Kurt's 21st birthday, Logan gave him a picture, of himself, which I think is cute too. Although if I were old man Logan, I'd be like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't there. This is a joke with you and another guy. Like, what am I supposed to do with it? Okay. Now I got a fucking picture of you. All right.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I really like the holiday stories that we do have with Kerr. And I don't even think I've read them all, but the ones I have seen and read, Kurt's character just lends itself to those stories very nicely, because those stories go right into the things that make him the most and that ground him the most, except maybe the fact that he's like basically a little pirate too, right? I think that's the one thing that is more omitted in those stories. And I think it's also interesting how, you know, again, Kurt is Christian. He was raised Catholic. So of course these stories center around Christmas as a holiday. But I think it'd be interesting to see a story where, you know, there's other holidays going on, or maybe he's at some friend or other X-Men's, like, you know, Hanukkah get together, or, see, I know nothing about all the holidays, so I'm sorry, everybody. But, you know, celebrating their holiday with somebody who celebrates a different holiday, and he's still like enjoying it and appreciating it. If there is a story like that, tell me, because I would like
to know. You know what? There's not a story like that, but imagine if there was a universe where he was married to a Jewish woman and they had a child.
Wow, crazy. Oh my God, Lisa. What kind of universe would that be?
That would be Earth 2182, aka where Nocturne is from. Yes. So actually, I posted some fan art of this that I had. It was a commission I had done by Blueberry Banff, who is phenomenal. I had, they did a commission for me of a, they have, I have a Christmas one from them and I have the Hanukkah one. And yeah, it's like a little Wagner family, Wagner Maximoff family celebrating Hanukkah together. And it's very freaking adorable. I put it on the Twitter and I also posted it in a couple different Discords, cause it's freaking adorable. So yeah. And I said this in one of the Discords too, that, you know, I really believe that Kurt would like he's very, very, like he's very, you know, attached to his own faith and he's very, you know, he practices, but I don't think he would put that on somebody he was with. And I think he would celebrate the hell out of like whatever they did and like whatever their faith was. So I think that's cute.
Absolutely. A thousand percent. And I think that's just a story I would like to see in some shape or form, whether it was on that earth with the people he went to be with, or whether something else, or even a different faith outside of, you know, being Jewish, Judaism. I think that would be really cool to see as well. But yeah, I think he lends himself perfectly to these specials. And I think it's interesting that, you know, I think a lot of writers get that. And so we've gotten, you know, a few stories like that from him, which is great. But to me, it's also interesting how during the holiday season, we can have that connection to his character and those values of his. But then, you know, throughout the rest of the year, sometimes some writers seem to forget those are key traits and central core values to who Kurt is. And I don't know why that is, but I just find it interesting.
Not everybody gets it, but you know what? We get it. And that's what matters.
We get it because we are simply amazing because of you, simply amazing listeners.
Yes. Not only do we get it. Yeah. Not only do we get it, we can get it.
We can get
it. Sorry, listen, what were you going to say?
I don't know who our celeb listener is this week, but I can say, if you know, then you know. If you know how to write Kurt and you understand him, then trust me, we know you understand him.
Girl.
Well, no.
Obviously, it's Santa Claus.
Santa? What?
Santa and Hanukkah Harry.
Hanukkah Harry? Shit. All right. Come on over.
Yes. And Kwanzaa Carl. I don't know. That one I just made up. Yeah. Those are our celebrity listeners. Also, Daisy May is also a celebrity listener. She is over in the corner right now. She's sitting by the back door being like, let me in. I want to go outside. And it's like, I'll get to you, girl. I'll get to you.
She is a priority.
She is a priority. Let me tell you, she is the number one priority and she knows it. And that's the problem. but anyway, thanks guys for coming along and listening to another episode of Simply Amazing. We love doing this for you and we love hearing from you. So, you know, come find us and chat with us and tell us everything. Lauren, where can they find you, girl?
You can find me everywhere at Friendly MBHDBI. Find me if you can't find me. I don't know. I'm not.
You didn't look
there.
Hard enough. That's it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm pretty easy to find. If you can't find me, check Horny Jail. That's usually how I get people's attention when I've been quiet on Twitter for a while. I tweet something very obnoxious like that, and then people are like, "Ah, she's alive. Good to know." And then we there all go about our days.
Exactly. Great. There it is. And you can find the podcast. We have a website, simplyamazingpod.com. We're on Blue Sky. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on all of it. We're mostly active on Twitter, unfortunately. Guys, you got to let us know where the next place is, because this whole Alex Jones thing now, it's like, oh my God, it's my whole thing here now is not even about politics. It's just about like the site is going to die eventually because advertisers are not going to advertise that shit. So we got to find another place to go. We just got to figure it out. But come find us. Come tell us you love us. So subscribe. Tell your friends about us. You know, tell them, hey, we listen to this Nightcrawler podcast. And they're like, night what? Whatever. And then stop being friends with them because they don't know who Kurt is. Whatever. I'm just saying. But, and yeah, of course, happy holidays to everybody, whatever you celebrate. Hopefully you are having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday. And when you are celebrating with your family and friends or whomever you do celebrate and you look over and you end up having like maybe too much pie or whatever, who cares? You are always going to be simply amazing.